After this week's storms, Puget Sound Energy is busy getting the lights back on. The state's largest utility company serves more than 1 million power and gas customers in 10 counties. But it's not just energy that PSE serves up. The company also helps power campaigns and elections in Washington state through political contributions. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Puget Sound Energy and its predecessors have a 135-year history, from building the region's first hydroelectric dam at Snoqualmie Falls
in one of the roughest countries man ever tried to conquer,
to Puget Sound Power and Light's role in keeping the lights on through the Great Depression. From the arrival of natural gas in the 1950s all the way to the first wind facilities in 2005.
These windmills, when you go out and see them, are really quite amazing.
Today, PSE is a privately held company whose ownership group includes foreign investors, but its headquarters remain in Bellevue, and it's regulated by Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission. That helps explain why the company is an active player in state politics.
I think from a company perspective, we believe civic involvement is important, and part of that civic involvement is political involvement.
That's Nancy Atwood, who heads up state government relations for PSE. Since 1997, the company has contributed more than $4 million to Washington campaigns and elections. Some of PSE's biggest spending has gone to defeat local public power initiatives that threaten its service area. So far this election cycle, the utility has made nearly $250,000 in political contributions, mostly to individual candidates for the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans. But it's also written some bigger checks, including $30,000 to Enterprise Washington, a business-backed political action committee that's worked to keep a Republican majority in the state Senate.
We do give to Enterprise Washington, which is a business group. We also give to Democratic organizations as well. It's not as much about a part of affiliation as it is about sharing the goals that we have for our customers.
Atwood says those goals include providing safe, dependable, and efficient energy at reasonable prices, while also looking to the region's future energy needs. It's not just campaigns and elections that PSE is involved with. The company also has a strong lobbying presence in the halls of the state capitol. Earlier this year, the Washington legislature passed a law that creates a funding mechanism for PSE to wean itself from coal-fired power in Montana. It took two legislative sessions and complex negotiations to hammer out the final bipartisan deal. Through it all, Doug Howell with the Sierra Club says he was reminded of PSE's political firepower.
They had a very big team, and sometimes when they would congregate after a hearing, you would see eight of them huddled.
Howell offers praise for PSE in the negotiations, but he anticipates future political fights with the company over natural gas, which he calls as bad as coal when it comes to climate change. In fact, a couple of years ago, Washington lawmakers passed favorable tax legislation for Puget Sound Energy to build a liquefied natural gas plant at the Port of Tacoma. It was another example of the kind of influence the company has in Olympia.
Yeah, I mean, they literally, you know, found me, might have pulled me off the floor. And
this is Democratic State Representative Jake Fye recalling how a lobbyist for PSE tracked him down at the end of the 2014 legislative session. He says the lobbyist was concerned that the tax bill for the new natural gas plant was about to be amended to death in the Washington House.
They came to me and asked me if I could help facilitate getting to the finish line.
Fye had received political contributions from Puget Sound Energy, but he says that's not why he agreed to help. Fye represents Tacoma and has a background in energy issues. He viewed the liquefied natural gas project as good for his district and good for the environment because it would allow ships leaving the port to burn cleaner fuel. A deal was hammered out, and on the next to last day of the legislative session, an amended version of the bill made it through.
Mr. President, 43 yeas, 6 nays.
It wasn't everything PSE had wanted, but it was still a significant win, especially for a short 60-day session when most tax-related bills weren't going anywhere. More recently, PSE has joined a lawsuit challenging Governor Jay Inslee's new carbon cap rule. The company also put $25,000 into a campaign to defeat a carbon tax initiative on the November ballot. These are positions that potentially put PSE at odds with its politically liberal and environmentally minded customer base in the Puget Sound region. The company says it supports reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but in a fashion that's cost effective. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.